Hello, Blocked Party fans. This is a reminder that the second ever Top 3 weekend is happening this fall, October 11th and 12th at the Biltmore Cabaret in Vancouver, BC. Brian Quinby is flying up from Columbus, Ohio. Him and Chris James are going live with guys for the first time ever. We're also going to have a live performance of Not Even a Show. Stefan and I are going to do an episode of Word Up, our Cameo bonus show.
Which might be the last one ever, given how Cameo's going.
Yes, so. Cameo may be canceled forever. We'll see. Fingers crossed, but you don't want to miss it. Four shows, two nights, one low price. The Biltmore Cabaret in Vancouver, BC, October 11th and 12th. Tickets are on sale now. Just head to bit.ly/top3, the digit 3. Weekend. That's bit.ly/top3weekend. Okay, if you have any questions or concerns about this week's episode, please call or text producer Dan at 778-288-9255.
Start the party, Dan.
It's time to turn it up. We're getting crazy, going wild, talking nasty stuff. Dude, scrolling hell, sight, fucked up. Fire, boom, roast, mad puff, sticking up the replies. We don't want to go to school. We don't want to get a job. We just want to get online and get our asses blocked. We don't follow the rules. We do whatever we want. It's Block Party, the podcast, like we're tweeting a duck.
Hello, friends, idiots, and friends who are also idiots. Welcome to your favorite podcast about social media and rejection. It is Block Party. This is episode number 298. I'm John.
I'm Stefan.
And with us is a fabulous guest, first-time guest here on the program. You may know him from his podcast, Battle of the Bands with Kyle and Sam, and he has a brand new comedy special out for free on YouTube called LMNOP. Sam Burns is here. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Howdy. Howdy, hello. Howdy, howdy. How we feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling good, actually. Yeah. I feel energetic right now for some reason. I don't know why.
Me
that's
too.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. A guest never asks how the hosts are doing.
No, that's
never.
Very nice of you. Dan yeah. never asks us how we're doing even. This is nice.
I don't give a shit how you're doing.
Anyway. Okay. Well, that's okay. Rude. All right.
Dan,
anyway.
Dan, edit that out. Edit your own self out there, please. No, you're right. The guests never do that. And we've done 298 episodes, and you might be the first guest to ever weigh in on our emotions. So thank you.
We really appreciate it.
I'm a giver. Really nice. I'm a giver.
I love it. This is great. And I've got energy too. I've had two cups of coffee this morning. I did my Twitch stream this morning. I'm feeling good. I played some Metal Gear Solid, which I can't believe I waited this long to play it. It came out in like 2015 or 2016. Metal Gear Solid 5, and it's like the most incredible game I've ever played. It's like it's the shit you can do with it is so ridiculous. And I don't really like stealth games.
I love stealth games, so you're saying I should play it.
Oh my god, you should fucking play this game right now. Because I want to talk about it with you. I need to it's incredible. It's so much fun. Anyway, I don't want to get
the fifth one you're playing.
It's the fifth one. The only one I played before was the one on Game Boy Color, which is like legitimately, it is legitimately good. Well, and then I also played one level over and over again on like a PlayStation Magazine demo disc that I had on
PS1.
That's
like the equivalent of me saying like, I've only seen The Godfather Part 3.
It's
like the same. Oh, I've only played Metal Gear Solid on Game Boy Color. That's the only.
And it is like actually a very good Game Boy Color game. And as far as like a Game Boy Color stealth game goes, it's very fun.
Is it
as
free?
Well.
Is Metal Gear Solid free on my PS5 or what?
No, honestly, it might be. I bought it on PC like 4 years ago for like $1 because it's just constantly going on sale because it's been around for so long. Sam, have you played it?
It's third person, right?
No.
Yeah, it is third person, but you can go when you're aiming, you can go into first person.
I don't like that because then I get vertigo.
Well, you don't have to go necessarily into first person if you don't want to. But like if you're sniping someone, you might want to, right?
That's fine. I just like,
it's not when you're moving. The only time you go in first person when you're moving is if you're like crawling into like a really,
I don't care about that. The Switch added Perfect Dark. So then I was like
a remake or the original?
No, the original.
Okay.
Because they like to the Nintendo 64 online. And it's very funny because they added a separate, because it's Nintendo.
Yeah.
They added a separate Nintendo 64 online mature. So it feels like you're looking at porno on your Switch.
You're going through the beaded curtain to play Perfect Dark.
Exactly. Because you've got the Nintendo 64 and then it literally has like a black bar at the bottom and it's like mature. 17
it's so funny
plus.
That it's still considered a mature game because it's like, it's not, I mean, yeah, you're shooting guys in the head or whatever, but it's on N64. Yeah. They don't really, like, it's not, should be teen at most, I think. But.
Well, Joanna Dark does jack off with a big dildo in the first scene.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. But,
Yeah.
I think I saw that once online, maybe.
I love that.
Yeah.
See, you guys remember there was a BMX porno game?
Yes, BMX Triple X. We've talked about it on here before.
I never played it, but it was like a legend on the playground. Like, you know,
because it has like actual nudity in it, I think. Like, I'm pretty sure you could like
videos from a strip club. It's like it's like in Tony Hawk, you know, you like beat the game with Rodney Mullen and then you get like a 90-second Rodney Mullen video.
Right.
This is like you beat the game with whatever BMXer, and then it's like here's a 90-second video of the Spearmint Rhino.
Yeah, you essentially unlock like the Girls Gone Wild infomercial, basically.
But you don't see any like banging, you just see like boobies.
I think it's
just boobies. I don't think you actually see any sex, but I do believe also you can create a female character in that game and just ride with her topless, I believe.
Right. Nice.
Now, yep. I will say I wanted to confirm this on Twitch. This is on the list of prohibited games, BMX Triple X.
Oh, wow.
I guess because there's actual like nudity in it. There's I'm not going to. Oh, my God. I can't read all of these games necessarily, but there's some really insane names on here.
Wow. Of like the games you can't play.
There's a game just called Ethnic Cleansing.
Oh, interesting. Boy. What the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That's not great.
There's a lot of. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to bring up the old incognito tab here and take a look at what that's about.
If you go Twitch prohibited games.
It's
like probably.
I don't even like
reading. I'll give you $100 if you read all of them out
don't,
loud.
Maybe don't. Yeah. Porno Studio Tycoon is not allowed. Second Life is banned, which again, that makes sense because that's just for like, just people are just like having sex on there, I guess.
What's it called? Second Life?
Second Life. It's like one of those big online games where you're just like, you can like have a house or whatever or like a business. Like, but it's basically just people like they become a goblin and they fuck other goblins.
Oh my God. Like this is actually like troubling reading this Wikipedia page.
Yeah. Well, thank you Twitch for banning it, I guess. Cuckold Simulator is banned, which is, really? I mean, I wish I had known that before we did Cuckold Night on the stream, but that's fine.
For the Wii. Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Are there any other games here that I actually recognize? Genital Jousting I've heard of.
Okay, Porno Studio Tycoon. Let's take a peek at that.
Well, that's fine. Is that like a Roller Coaster Tycoon spin-off?
Yeah, but with a porno studio, I feel like that
should fun. Be
fine, yeah. I feel like. And
reading
then
a review of it here from GameGrin.com.
Okay.
I'm trying to pull it up here.
Oh, all randomized video chat platforms, so like Chat Roulette and Omegle and stuff. I mean, that makes sense because you're just going to see a guy jacking off on that.
Yeah.
And then the guy game, which I feel like, I don't know if we've talked about that on here as well, but I want to say it's like, is it like
the guy game?
The guy game.
That's going to be
a 2004 adult video game developed by Top Heavy Studios. Okay.
Okay. I'm looking it up here. The guy game, adult video game. Oh, I mean, this looks cool as hell. It kind of looks like you're like a Girls Gone Wild guy
So it says its development was led by former Metroid Prime developer Jeff Spangenberg, who sought to create an interactive game with appeal to men inspired by the Girls Gone Wild series of pornographic videos. The objective of the guy game is for players to earn points as well as accumulate bonus points for a meter titled the Flash-O-Meter that progressively removes censorship of footage of the women exposing their breasts. Upon release, the guy game was a commercial disappointment and received negative reviews, with critics critiquing its tastelessness, slow pace, and lack of content.
Slow pace. I love that. Oh, storyline wasn't there.
Are you reading this
controversy ahead sentence? Maybe, we can probably skip that part too. That's not
a tough,
good.
That's a tough sentence.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, anyway, why don't we talk about...
I'll be fully honest with you guys. Like, I think I've talked about this on the show before, and I think maybe Sam could weigh in because Sam is 8 years younger than me. When I was a kid, the closest we ever got to nudity in video games was Duke Nukem.
Where
you could throw money at the strippers and you'd see these highly pixelated tits.
Yeah.
And I got so fucking horny for that.
Dude. Oh my God. Yeah.
And so I can only imagine like Sam, these games came out in like 2002, 2004. Mm-hmm. Like, were you ever trying to get your hands on these? Cause I feel like I would have just gone wild for these games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty wild. I remember Tony Hawk's Underground. There's a strip club and you can see a little lady dancing on a pole. And then you would just like stand there and just like kind of watch. But honestly, Grand Theft Auto, getting the lap dance in Grand Theft Auto, I mean, that was pretty game changing.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Have you guys seen the clip of like the kid playing online? And I don't think he realizes that his mic is on, and he's like in the strip club, like talking to the stripper, and everyone on the server can hear him.
Oh, I love
what was he saying?
What does he say?
Oh, he's like, oh yeah, show me that. Just like, but it was, it's really fucking funny.
That's cool. That's fucking cool. Oh my God.
Wasn't there a golf game that was like BMX XXX, but it wasn't as like hardcore maybe?
Oh, I can see the cover in my head. Yes.
Yeah. What was that one called?
I know you're right.
It's kind of like the backyard wrestling genre kind of in the family of.
Okay, let me see if I can find it.
You beat up people or something like that.
Is it called? No, this doesn't. Outlaw Golf.
Outlaw Golf. Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's the one where the logo is like a golf ball that has a goatee and a bunch of piercings.
Yeah, it's sick as hell. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It was intended for adults and mature teens. So mature Sam, teens. If you were mature at the time, you could have.
I was. Yeah. Okay. I did my taxes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know. Okay. Teen. You know what game was like the horniest game of all time when I was like, like a teenager? It was Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
Oh, yes.
That game was fucking crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I can remember like all of the covers at like Blockbuster. I couldn't rent them, but I remember being like, this looks great. And you just read the back for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, you want to guess which actor and comedian provides the commentary track for the original Outlaw Golf?
I just scrolled ahead and saw
I'm
that.
Just throw it out there. Andy Dick.
Oh, that would be awesome. That I was like an actually
much
like
more successful,
much more successful, respected guy.
I would say an incredibly successful actor.
Yes. Comedic actor.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say Sidney Poitier.
No. So this came out in 2002.
Guess who's coming to golf?
They weren't as big then, but they are like an A-list celebrity now.
Let me say Liam Neeson. Pierce Brosnan.
You got it. It was Pierce Brosnan.
For real?
No.
Oh God.
No, it was it's Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So he needed work. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I feel like that was maybe even like pre Daily Show, or like he was just on the Daily Show at that point.
Just on Daily Show.
Yeah.
40-year-old Virgin was 2004 and The Office was 2004. So yeah. So it's Anchorman, fun. Maybe Anchorman era, like around that.
Oh yeah, because Anchorman was, I just realized, I was thinking about this the other day, but like Anchorman came out 20 years ago this summer. And I remember like going to see that in theaters with my parents and sister. And I feel so fucking old. I remember.
Crazy?
Oh my. And we loved it. It was, I mean, it's a classic, obviously. But we were like pissing our pants laughing because I was like 15, I guess. And then my sister would have been 12. And it was just like, that's like the perfect age for it. And like my parents loved it too. It was great. But oh my God, 20 years ago, what the fuck?
I know. I was talking to my buddy yesterday, American Idiot, Green Day, 20 years.
No.
Yeah. So crazy, dude.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man.
Oh my God. When did Team America World Police come out? That was 20 years ago too. Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, Dan, you want to play? I'm going to throw this in the chat. Let's play some of these Steve Carell.
You got this?
Yeah, these Outlaw Golf lines from Steve Carell. Yeah, so it kind of sounds like no one gets like naked in this thing.
No. It says here. It does
one
say.
One of the characters is a stripper. One of the characters is a dominatrix. Yeah. And it's sort of like rude and crude, but it doesn't sound like the stripper makes a birdie and then rips her top off.
There's a really small picture, a screen grab from the game that's like really tiny, and the caption says, "Outlaw Golf maintains the traditional rules of golf while adding adult themes such as sexuality and violence."
Yeah.
Okay, this is awesome. All golfer beatings from Outlaw Golf.
So I think you can beat up your caddy, I guess.
Boy,
if you get pissed off.
This seems like something.
I'd love to play this.
Yeah, I wonder. This is one of those ones where it's not on the prohibited list from Twitch, but I bet you there is some shit that has not aged well in this. Ooh. If I had to guess, a 2004 video game that was trying to be funny.
Oh. I put money on it. Yes.
All right. Let's hear it.
Let's hear some of these.
A beating here, but well, actually, that's exactly what I'm saying. We're about to have a beating here.
Oh my god,
nice.
You don't like it on top?
Oh,
oh,
this broker caddy's arm in an armbar.
As brutal a beating as I could imagine.
Nice.
I don't know about anybody else, but I. Can sure feel the rage in the air.
Is this Steve Carell? He's like putting a voice on, right?
Yes. Oh yeah. Okay.
No. Faces, bro.
Did it say biatch when he hit him?
Yes, it says biatch.
On the meter, it says biatch.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay, I think I do have to play this game on stream.
Yeah, you definitely do. Okay, that's good enough.
It was a major league ass kick.
Oh my god, that looks really fucking stupid.
That's good stuff, right?
There were a couple other Outlaw games too. There's Outlaw Golf 2, then there was also Outlaw Volleyball and Outlaw Tennis. Oh my god,
that's crazy. That's that's perfect. You know what? She looks like Laura Croft a bit of a ripoff.
A little bit. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I guess Def Jam, Fight for Vendetta was out around then.
Fight for New York and Vendetta, those games fucking rocked. Those are honestly like good games too. Like the fighting in those games is like actually good, which is crazy. Like that game has no right to be good. Like you would not expect that game to actually be good, but
it's great.
I feel like I saw a post about this, and Dan, you might remember this. Didn't the Smash Bros. Game designer work on Def Jam or something, or like had some sort of involvement in it.
Yeah, I remember seeing that pretty recently.
Which, like, I guess that explains why it's like actually good. But oh my god,
I just like the Outlaw Golf type thing is very funny. Like it because I guess it's for someone who is playing Mario Golf and is like, God, I wish this wasn't for fucking pussies.
Oh, I wish I could kill Yoshi.
Yeah, I wish I could.
Tiger Woods.
Can I not beat some? Why are there no tits in here? This is fucking ridiculous.
You know what? O2 though, that's like that was the mainstream. It was
after 9/11 too.
Right after 9/11, Jackass, Eminem, South Park.
Yeah. Yeah,
everyone was rude and crude.
Yeah,
that's true. Wrestling was in its wrestling attitude era.
There so was people just... were like, this golf game's okay, but we need tits. And then it's like, we sold 20 million copies.
Conker's like...
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Best example of that, where they were like making a cutesy, like Banjo-Kazooie type game. And then they were like, we got to pivot.
I wonder how many kids got that, like they either tricked their parents into getting it or got it given to them, like with the parents not knowing what it was. And then like the opening scene in that, I'm pretty sure is like D-Day and Conker's barfing in the ship or whatever. Like that's incredible.
Yes. Oh yeah. The opening scene is D-Day. 100% it is.
That's
yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. I should play it. I never played it when I was a kid.
It's really funny. You can like piss. I know Conker can like pee and stuff. There's like an option to piss. I'm reading it more about Outlaw Golf. And so I thought the beating thing there was them beating another golfer.
No, it's your caddy.
It's your caddy. Yeah.
It's like if you miss a shot, it seems like it gives you the options. Like, do you want to beat up your caddy?
It says as the player misses shots, the composure meter decreases. This is designed to simulate frustration. The more shots missed, the more frustrated the player character gets and the worse they perform. In order to counteract this, the player can beat or humiliate their caddy in some way, which raises the composure meter. Oh my god, that's so
good. Your composure back. If I just like can beat up my caddy, I'll be better at the next shot.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, it's kind of about expressing yourself. You don't want to bottle it up. You gotta let it out.
No, you gotta let it out. Yeah. Sam, you were kind of saying like you weren't allowed to play, like you grew up in a house where this was kind of monitored, because I was the same as well.
Yeah, but my parents looked at the ratings pretty. Although for movies, no, not, but video games took it very serious.
That's interesting. I guess with video games, they have the sort of added thing of like, especially back then, being like, well, violent video games cause like school shootings and stuff. Yes. Whereas you weren't seeing that with movies as much.
Yes. No, they definitely. Actually, I never really thought about that. But yeah, I remember like Grand Theft Auto, not allowed. I have to go to like a friend's house and all that. And then my mom caught wind that we were playing San Andreas. And then my mom told my friend's mom, and I'm not allowed. Huge loser move. Huge loser move.
I bought San Andreas at, or my mom bought it for me at Electronics Boutique in person. And the person behind the counter was like, you know that you can hire a prostitute in this game and then kill the prostitute and get your money back. And I was like, shut the fuck up. What are you fucking doing? Blowing out my spot cool. here.
Yeah.
And then my mom was like, okay, Stefan. And I was like, you don't have to do it. I think I said you don't have to do it though.
Your choice. Hey,
mom, I won't do that.
And then I got the game.
That's funny. Yeah, you're like cutting deals with your mom. She's like, you can play it, but you can't kill prostitutes. You can only run over two people.
The one like video game store person who's like actually doing what they're supposed to do at their job. And presumably what it was is that someone had found out about it and like come back and like yelled at them. And they're like, okay, we have to warn the parents, I think, for doing this.
Oh, you really do. That was something like,
yeah,
like that game. Just other things, like, you know, I was probably like 8, 9, 10 and like being like, my mom's so lame and she won't let me play this or listen to Eminem. She wouldn't let me. And then I get, you know, I was in my like 20s and I like re-listened to like Kim by Eminem.
Yeah, horrible. Like,
oh, yeah. No, you would never show a fucking kid this. Showing an 8-year-old that song. Oh my Lord.
Oh my God. I mean, that's the thing, like growing up now as a kid, you have to like, it's so, you're playing like Call of Duty or something, right? Where you're just like blowing someone's head off and like,
and it's so much more realistic.
Oh my God.
You know, in our day, it's like, I played GoldenEye and it's like, hey, shoot this highly pixelated guy in the head or whatever.
And you're playing online too, right?
And then so it just like turns like a little bit red and then they die. Whereas now it's like blood spurting out of everywhere.
The first really violent game I remember playing where I was like, oh my God, this game is fucking violent. And it wasn't GTA. It was Soldier of Fortune 2, which was the first shooting game I played where you could like blow people's limbs off and they would just like lay there screaming.
Christ.
It was fucked up. It was crazy, but it was a really fun game. Like I really did enjoy.
I loved it.
But I played it as like a 12-year-old, right?
Yeah. So,
I don't know. Okay, though. I think
I feel like most of my friends turned out okay. There's always the kid that would be a little.
Sorry to interrupt. Dan, you smoking weed out of a can?
Shut
right
the
now?
Fuck up! Don't. Yeah, I mean, I guess you can guess which of the four kids on this call was allowed to listen to Kim when they were.
When did that come out? 2001.
Yeah,
so I was 9 years old when I heard that song. Okay. Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, Sam. I had
the guy smoking weed out of a pop can is
Well, it's seltzer.
Sorry,
so.
That's seltzer a throwback.
Yeah,
ages. I don't have anything to smoke weed from in my apartment.
You stopped
anymore.
Smoking weed.
What about like a pipe?
I don't own it. I gave all my weed stuff away.
But then you found weed and you're like, I got to smoke this?
Yeah.
Okay. But you haven't been smoking weed.
Oh, no, I have been.
Okay. Oh. Out of a can?
No, I'll go to my dad's and like smoke a joint with him. He's always got weed. So.
Okay. That's, yeah. Dan, I give you permission. Oh, an apple's good. Yeah. Yeah. Dan, I gave you permission to go buy like a vape pen or something so you can stop smoking out of a can.
I don't want to.
Yeah,
okay.
It's kind of fun.
Stefan, don't encourage him. He's doing well. He's trying to get his life together.
Well, he just smoked. Okay, anyway, it's fine. Yeah.
Well, because he found weed. He's
okay,
trying
you're
to
right.
be resourceful.
You're right. You're right.
You're
right.
Like, hey, go buy a vape pen and just keep doing this forever.
As opposed to the. Anyway, it's fine.
I have a bunch of weed at my house. I don't smoke it. But like from doing like weed shows, you'll get sometimes paid and joints and stuff. Anyways, I have this weed that's been in my drawer for like up to 10 years. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to, you know, I hear from people, if you take a little hit, it helps you sleep. So I literally took one hit.
Yeah.
And straight up, like, I thought I had schizophrenia. Like, I was like in bed, my girlfriend like, good night. And then she turns the lights out, and that's when we started going south.
Did you feel your heart beating really fast? Because
that's
the worst.
Shaking,
to me.
Like
yeah,
shivering.
Just having like an actual panic attack. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm like trying to breathe and count, and then like, I'm also like, what am I doing? Like, what? Who's beside me? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what is living? What is?
Oh my God! Yeah.
I mean, like, people just do this all day. Like, I don't know how you fucking do this.
Smoking enough weed in college that you're like in bed in your dorm room and you can hear people having a conversation outside, and you're like, 100%, they're talking about me right now. I know they're talking about me.
And then you're like, wait, no one's talking. Like, you're, then
and then
no
it's like, wait, there. No one's actually talking. There's no one there. What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah. Dude, inside my head sounds like if you have a radio station between two channels. So you can hear talk radio, but you know, there's also music.
Yeah.
Like that's in my head was just like bong bada bing bong bong. Oh my god, what's gonna happen when my mom gets old? You know, like, living la vida loca. It's crazy. It's a circus up there.
Yeah. Yeah, weed is so cool. I love it. I have like one of these little things, right? And it's like this is like nothing, right? And I'll take like one puff of this. And it's like, okay, my pizza tastes like a little bit better now, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, but you're like, fitness fuck.
That's what I want. Well, I used to smoke a ton of weed. And that's like, I just no longer, like if I tried to go for, like if I smoked weed today, if I took like one average day in like first year university, I know my mom listens to the show, but and then
whatever they know what you were up to.
Enough times passed,
and then I tried a fucking degree in like civil studies or whatever.
I don't even fucking remember what it was. But so if I tried that today, I think I would die. I think I would legitimately like because we were smoking. We were smoking what we called poppers, and it's not the one that makes your ass loosen up, but it's
where cigarette.
You take. Yes, yeah. you put a cigarette in. The little thing in the bong, and then like some weed on top of it, and you just smoke the entire thing, and it just I mean, because you just get a cigarette to your dome like immediately.
Yeah, you nod off.
Oh my god! I mean, it's just, yeah,
and you have a spit cup. Yeah, just disgusting. really
cool,
gross.
Really cool stuff.
No one cleans the bong. Yeah, oh, those are my
bong is disgusting. We were smoking out of a Jack Daniel's bottle.
Oh, that's kind of sick, though.
Yeah,
that's
it looked, sick. It was pretty cool. Yeah,
that's no seltzer can, but that's pretty sick.
I didn't do any of that. I was too busy.
You missed out. You missed out
being lame or whatever.
We're gonna let's get you on. Let's get you smoking some poppers, John.
Nope, I don't think so. I'm 38, man. I can't smoke a thing called poppers.
Have you ever hit a bong? Yeah,
never. I've never hit a bong.
You never hit a bong.
Oh no.
Well, he smoked weed for the first time like on this show.
When I was like 34.
Yeah.
And wow. I don't drink either. So
Have you smoked since? Like I know you smoked a bit since then. Have you smoked recently at all?
No, I haven't done it in I don't even know, a year maybe. Oh. Becca and I for a while, like we got a vape and then so I was doing that like once every month maybe and then we were doing drinks, so then I was doing that a little bit. Now
oh,
I'm
the
just
weed drinks.
Yeah, right, the weed right. drinks. But now I'm out again. I don't know. It just doesn't do enough for me. Like I need more. No, I just like I don't
try Coke. Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
exactly.
Something a little harder.
I don't I just don't care enough, I think. It doesn't do enough for me where I'm like I got to keep on this, you know.
Yeah.
It's
fine. I realize I like the burnout. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the coming down. Where you hear you melt into the couch and then you're like, all right, the storm's passed. Ooh, the
yeah, but you
storm.
Spend an hour gripping the edge of the boat.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. God. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the best like video game weed experience for me. And the best video game drug experience was video games on we were playing FIFA on mushrooms.
Oh my
and
God.
I think I've told this story before, and my friend was on way more mushrooms than I was, and we were playing in a stadium where there's like shadows in part of the stadium, and he was too scared to go in the part of the stadium that had shadows in it. So I was just dribbling down there super easily and just like destroying him. But the best video game weed experience was probably Assassin's Creed Black Flag, when you're like on the ocean and like the pirate ship and there's like the big storm and everything, and just like, oh my God. It was fucking incredible. The game rocks. That's like the best Assassin's Creed game ever.
Yeah, I never got into that part of it. Like even when I was smoking weed very seldomly, I wasn't trying to be like, I gotta go play a video game now and this will be way cooler.
It really is. You missed out.
I don't know, man.
We would our big thing was going to the movies. We would smoke a ton of weed in the parking lot. The best movie experience was Jackass 3D. That was
one
ever.
Yeah.
Perfect. Never laughed so hard. Weirdest and worst experience was we went to see something, but it was sold out. So the only thing we could see was Michael Jackson's This Is It. like we were in like we were in like grade 10. So high with a bunch of like Michael Jackson fans. I don't know.
Oh my God.
And it's like him rehearsing and stuff. I was so high. I'm like, he's weird. It's all behind the scenes Michael Jackson footage. And yeah, I think we like walked out after like an hour, but we lasted an hour.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
It's him like rehearsing Billie Jean and stuff.
I feel like that would be terrifying because you have like a 50 foot tall Michael Jackson on screen in front of you. Like it's just a lot to take
in.
It was
a lot. And it's all like, it's like documentary. So you're like, you're just watching real stuff. I don't know. It was like,
get to the, because I could see if it was just like a live concert that would probably be fine.
Maybe.
Right?
You know? Yeah. We went to see like Fast and Furious or something. And instead it was Michael Jackson. This is it.
It's one of the highest grossing concert films ever, I believe.
Oh, the big reason too, we were like, well, I can't go home. I'm so high. Like we have to hang out to and see a movie.
Yeah.
So I guess it's, like, this is it. No,
this is literally it. That's crazy. Yeah, see, like, that whole thing is, like, even when I started smoking weed, I never, like, okay, I feel like when I am out and I just see someone, like, smoking weed outside of a business, I'm like, what's going on in your day? Like, who is that? Like, what is that for?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. Like the whole, like, I smoke weed at home with my wife and we, you know, order a pizza and we watch some shit or like, you know, we go or even, go into the movies or playing video games, like all that. I understand. I don't understand the like, I just need, it's like 3 p.m. and I need to just smoke a joint outside of this Starbucks. Like what's the rest of your day like? I don't get it.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's, I feel like it gets to a point where it's just, it's a regular, you're just like, you know, keeps the wheels turning.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. I was definitely like that at one point, I feel like, but I can't imagine. I could probably take a couple hits of the vape and go see a movie. But like, I couldn't like smoke an entire joint to myself and go see a movie. Yeah,
you guys love to judge.
I'm not judging you.
I am.
Okay. Well, I'm not, Dan, to be clear.
Yeah. That's right. I wouldn't even say it's judgment. I'm just like confused by it. I don't care if you're high, but it's very confusing to me.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's fine.
I wish I could do it, honestly.
Yeah. I kind of wish I still could as well. Yeah.
I wish I could.
Stephanie, you and I should like, we should do coke on an episode. Let's just get,
let's do it.
Let's just get really,
I think that's a really bad idea.
Do coke and then you're like not in the same room. You're still on this.
Yes. We're remote. Right. We're just
alone in a room on coke talking.
Oh my God.
I feel like I have a lot of good ideas that are not coming out because
I think it would be the first time I'm like I would like work so hard on the podcast. I feel like I would like plan a lot of stuff for the podcast. Maybe I should.
I think the podcast episode would probably clock in at 5.5 hours. Well. It'd be the longest podcast ever.
Stefan books the guests for the next 6 months. No, but okay. But what if we get this person? We've never had them on. And I'll send them a message right now.
Call them right now. It's 3 a.m. Call them right now.
Yeah.
See if they can do it.
I will say, I think I've booked a couple of guests. I feel like I've been booking slightly more guests recently. Mm-hmm. Because I've been hosting the Twitch stream by myself because JF is out. So it feels like it's pushing me into being a bit more of an adult, you know?
Welcome.
Yeah.
Finally.
Of course, the guests I've invited are just like the people I talk to every day.
Like, if you like, booked Block Party, it would be the same 6 guests on a 6-week rotation.
Yeah, it would. Legitimately, it would.
Yeah. And maybe there'd be the odd, like someone would reach out to you. Yes. And then you would be like, oh, cool. Someone reached out to me. I'll book them.
Yeah. But I think you're 100% right. Yeah.
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 Well, I mean, good for you, I guess.
Thank you.
Speaking of booking stuff, let's move on to our social media updates.
What a fucking good segue. Now let's move on. It's time to discuss what popped up in your feed. Who are you following? What did you see? Sports or politics, tweets and skis, hot takes on the TL or fast food freaks. It's our social media update.
Sam, we always like to start with the guest. What is going on your social media?
Oh, what is going on in the social media? Not a lot of good stuff. pretty dark, pretty, you know what? A lot of food. That's a positive. I'm getting a lot of, like ways to cook things. That's what's in there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's in there. I'm dipping into Facebook now every now and then.
Oh, okay. You're back interesting. On the Facebook
John's still on there.
He's still on there.
I'm getting more, I will say, Facebook has changed. The algo is now more similar to like a Twitter or an Instagram where you just see shit in your feed. You do not follow them. Nothing's going on.
Yeah.
And I love it because it sucks. It fucking is just stinks. And it's great though.
It's a different world. Well, Facebook, I think for many people, well, for me, it was like the first kind of social media thing and we'd be on it all the time. And then, you know, Twitter, Instagram, blah, 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 TikTok. But now I like to pop back in and it's like, it's a different world now. The times have changed and it's drama filled. I love it. It's like a bunch of people from Barrie just like arguing and a lot of Facebook groups just going off people. I don't know. I like reading it like while I'm eating breakfast, just people.
Oh, yeah. I'm always seeing crazy shit on there.
Yeah. It's like, oh, there's an off-leash dog. Do we know whose dog this is? And they take a picture of the dog and like people being like, screw off, fuck you. This is why Trudeau shouldn't be prime minister. And you're like, I love this. We are just, we're off to the races here.
I just think because where we're at right now is the only people who are regularly posting on Facebook are all fucked up. Like, why are you, who's regularly posting on Facebook anymore? That's just like a normal person.
No, it's baby boomers. Yeah. Like it's old people.
Like for example, I got three posts down and a guy I know from curling, I guess just discovered the song Rich Men North of Richmond. So, awesome. So he's got a YouTube link there and just wrote, what a tune for these days.
Jesus Christ. So, oh my God. Yeah.
That's what's going on Facebook right now. It's that kind of shit.
I'm going to check my Facebook right now.
Let's see what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Let's refresh the page here. Yeah. Oh, I got a person that I went to college with. Long legs sucked. That's it.
Okay.
Long legs sucked.
Not expanding on it at all. I saw that recently. Like, I thought it was pretty good.
I got to make a status. That's it. I got to make a status. Long legs sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
People that love the regular, they're just trying to let you know what's going on. It's either it's like unhinged people or it's like people you went to high school with that still live in the town that you grew up in. And they're still doing Facebook statuses like that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, here's what's going on. I'm doing this today. And it's a good time.
Not to be judgy, cause I'm not, but I find it interesting. People from where I grew up, Barrie, people my age, they're like, if you're 30 in Barrie, you're like 50, like you mentally, like they're really, I mean, they have kids and they're married and stuff and they own property, but like they're on Facebook and like, they're not even on like Instagram. Like people like I went to high school with and they're like, Instagram, too much stuff. I don't get it. Like they don't like emails. I'm like, but you're born in like 94. What are you talking? what are you talking like my dad? What the hell happened?
I'm just over emails, you know.
If you're in a smaller Ontario town potentially and you have kids and you own a house, like it just happens, I think, naturally, probably, right? Yeah. You're Facebook.
And there's like, oh, what's Bluetooth? Ah, come on. I'm like, buddy, you're 29. What the hell are you talking about? What happened to the old awk? What happened to vinyl?
This guy, this is just like got pumped into my feed. I do not know who this person is.
Okay.
It's just the page is Jim's Bread, Buns, and Cakes, which is apparently he's a home baker located in Milestone, Saskatchewan, located at jimsbuns.ca. And he writes, I worked at an A&W in the summer of 1970, afternoon evening shift at 1:22 an hour. The original whistle dog was split and grilled, had cheese and bacon. The bun was toasted. A&W recently reintroduced the classic, and any resemblance to the original is strictly coincidental. The current version is nothing more than a hot dog. No toasted bun, no cheese, no bacon, and the wiener isn't split and grilled. I have written A&W, and I have asked them to research their archives on the correct way to make the classic whistle dog, Jim. So
that's great.
And that's so just Jim, in my feed. I don't know who Jim is. I have no idea why.
It's like
this
best
is
case scenario for Facebook stuff, I feel like. Is also an old guy talking about a whistle dog.
Yeah. It's like night. Like Jim clearly has no problems in his life. So he's like, this is his issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to get a whistle dog and it's just a hot dog.
Yeah. The fuck?
What the hell?
Either Jim has no problems or he's running from a lot of problems and this is distracting him. That's the way I see that.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the guy? I feel like he's sort of a Facebook coded guy, but I think he's on YouTube and Instagram as well. And it's just an old Canadian guy who makes milkshakes every week, once a week, and then and talks about he's like probably in his like 70s, retired guy, and he'll talk about this is like the milkshake of the week, and he'll make a milkshake and he'll talk about how he makes it and he'll drink it and be like, this is great. It cheers everyone. And it's like the most pleasant thing you could ever imagine.
It's wholesome. I love that.
I love it. He's just a sweet old man. It's so good. Yeah.
That's positive. That's a nice positive.
Yeah.
I feel like
he's probably on. That's the type of guy that I would like to see if I was on Facebook, you know?
Yeah.
That sort of wholesome material. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Oh.
Stefan, what's going on your social media?
I mean, I guess just the general calling Republicans weird thing and them just like completely melting down has been so funny.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's funny because, like, obviously, anyone who's like dealt with them, especially online, like knows that they're weird freaks. But for years, there's just been that like sense of like decorum where it's like, hey, when they go low, we go high. And it's like, that shit sucks. You guys are idiots. Let's move on from that. And it's not even like they're saying anything like that mean to them right now, but they're just being like, you guys are kind of weird. You're not like normal. You know that, right? And it's just like, they've completely lost their minds and it's the funniest thing in the world. And then
go on.
Oh, well, the best thing about it is that the only defense of that is to say like, I'm not weird. I'm normal. And that makes you sound more weird.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah.
It sounds like what a kid would say on the playground. Yeah. No, you're weird. You're not weird. You're weird.
Yeah.
Cause.
Yeah.
The comeback's just, well, because.
Yeah. Yeah. Sam, sorry.
Is this
ahead.
Like the couch? Is this the couch?
That's
thing?
Part of it, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Which I think is also quite funny just because it is like really pissing him off. It's so simple. You're just like, you guys are like weird freaks. Like, I think what it is like everyone dealt with a guy like this in high school or in college or whatever, and it was always a guy. There'd be a kid who would put their hand up in class, and everyone would be like, "Oh fuck! Like here we go again. Oh my god! I don't want to hear what this guy has to say. This is the contrarian guy. This is you know the conservative guy in our class or whatever. He brings a briefcase to school. I just can't deal with this. And like that's what all these guys are. And so just like saying that to them now is they're just totally short circuiting. It's incredible. And it's like the simplest thing.
Very interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just obsessed with like they're just like losing their minds. They're all just like going completely. The guy who's really losing it. I mean, there's a few of them. Rod Dreher, who is like this super Catholic dude who moved to Hungary and like his wife left him and moving to Hungary now and becoming like a Catholic. Like that's so psychotic. But he was posting about there was a women for Kamala like call or Zoom call, and he's posting a screen grab of this woman smiling, and he says, "Imagine this woman in your face forever. She may not be childless or have cats, but I think this is exactly what JD Vance meant by childless cat ladies telling us all what to do." And it's just like they're so far gone they don't realize like, well, first of all of it is that they just hate women. Mm-hmm. That's like kind of what it all comes down to. But they're so far gone and they're so in their own like echo chamber that they don't realize how weird and insane and off-putting they sound. And it's just like, all you have to say to them is like, you guys are like freaks. Like no one wants to listen to you guys anymore. And it's just like completely destroyed them. It's wonderful. Yeah. I love it. It's nice.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Nice positive social media update this week.
There you go.
Call Republican freaks weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works. It's great.
It's only going to snowball. Oh, so there you go.
It just keeps getting worse and worse for them. It's
wonderful. Do you ever think that? Do you ever think that every, like, when you wake up in the morning, you're like, what am I going to see today on social media? Like, what crazy thing am I? I'm going to see at least one wild thing.
For sure.
Whether it's political or even just like a deer getting hit by a transport truck. Like, there's like, you're going to see something where you're like, holy shit.
I feel
that's
like
why it, I go on my phone as soon as I wake up.
For sure.
Like, let's just see how this day is going.
I think at this point it's become so normal to expect that, where it's like you don't even think about it. You're just like, no. In your head, you're just, you don't even say, I'm going to see something weird today. It's just an assumption. And it's usually true. You're going to see a bad post. And I've been trying to be more offline. And even then, this morning, the first thing I saw was a post from Dr. Disrespect, disgraced pedophile Twitch streamer.
Yeah.
Where it's, I guess he hadn't posted for a while, but it's a picture of him behind a chessboard. And then on the other side of the chessboard is a bunch of checkers pieces. And so he's playing pedophile chess because he's playing against a kid playing checkers, I guess. But it's just like, just no shame at all. Just a total psycho. One of our friends sort of compared him to, if you've seen The King of Kong, Billy Mitchell. He has those sorts of vibes, I think. But just like, I did not expect to see that today. And now it's like, all I'm going to be thinking about is this insane post from this like total psycho.
He's going with the like the bold strategy of, yes, I did this, but I feel like we can all move past it.
Yeah, I was DMing this minor on Twitch. Like, it just, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, really, it was really just nuts. Interesting to me that he never tried the usual tactic of lying. He was just like, no, just I did it,
right,
but
into
also,
it.
Yeah. Is it really that big of a deal?
And it's like, what? A lot of his fans don't care because they're really stupid.
Exactly.
Right? So
like, yeah, you're right, man. You're right, dude.
Yeah. I'm waiting for him to go to Kick, which is like the crypto, like right wing, no censorship, free speech streaming site. I'm shocked he's not. Maybe he is there already, but if he's not, he will be at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, John.
So I guess you'll have to stop raiding him so regularly, eh, Stefan?
Yeah, because there's no way to do like a cross-platform raid, unfortunately. So, yeah.
This is, look, you know, sometimes Twitter does do some things that you like. One of those is like seeing an old funny tweet that either maybe I took in at the time or I never did. But this one is from Krang T. Nelson. Just a great little joke tweet. Someone had tweeted, this is back in 2019, someone had tweeted, shaking hands with a woman is like shaking hands with a child. It seems artificial and vaguely patronizing. The handshake was designed as a greeting between men to show that your sword hand was empty. And then Krang T. Nelson quote tweeted and said, a guy, like action brackets, a guy shakes my hand. Good. I see you are without blade. And It just really got me. That was just a solid little dunk, make a joke. And I think I might just start saying that to people when they shake my hand now.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
I love it.
I see you are without blade.
Yep.
We should. You know what? Swords. Let's bring swords back. Like, I know there are people who are bringing swords back, but like, let's bring back open carry swords though.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not? Casual swords. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a casual sword. Like, cause I know there's like obviously like losers that have them on their wall or whatever, but I feel like I'm going to start. Let's open carry, you know, open carry swords. Yeah. Can you open carry a sword? In Canada?
I don't know.
Do you need a license or do you need some sort of, cause paperwork?
What about like cosplay or whatever, right? Like where, I mean, obviously you don't have like an actual blade in that case, but.
Well, at medieval times, I don't know if you've ever been, you can buy swords there.
Yeah, and you can buy swords at, like, there's always the sword store at the mall, right?
You know?
So
Yeah. So, I mean, they're easy to get.
Presumably.
But then, can you walk around with it?
Can you walk around with a sword in Canada?
I already found a Reddit post about it, and it's got everything you hope it would.
Okay. Yeah.
This is from 9 months ago in r/Canadian law. Are swords illegal to carry around? Guess the reason why this person wants to carry a sword around.
Oh, is it cosplay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Are prop swords illegal to carry around in Nova Scotia? I'm looking to get a blunted metal sword for a cosplay, but I'm not sure if I'd be able to carry it places. Someone replies, not specifically, but they're weapons. So depending on your purpose, you could run afoul of Section 88 of the code. There's nothing illegal specifically about possessing them. They're not a prohibited item like dynamite, but just be careful around the circumstances of why you're carrying them. Then we get an even better reply from Squirrely J. I wouldn't carry one around, but I have trained in many parks around my city with Chinese swords, Gim, Southern Broadsword, Northern Broadsword,
what?
And long weapons such as spears, halberd, horse cutter, Guan Dao.
Horse cutter?
Yes.
What does that do?
I don't know. Let me look it up. Horse cutter. It's a name is a Podao.
Okay.
It's sometimes called a horse cutter sword since it is speculated to have been used to slice the legs out from under a horse during battle.
Oh Jesus.
It's a long sword basically.
Wow.
And he says, I have been approached by, well, it doesn't say gender, but obviously it's a guy. I've been approached by police on bikes who were very respectful and wanted to know what martial arts school I belong to. They had no issues with me swinging weapons around in a public park as I was keeping to myself and not causing a disturbance. As a general answer to the question, though, if you're carrying around bladed weapons, it is illegal if you're trying to conceal it, I think. Intent has something to do with it. And then someone just replied, you go to public parks and swing swords around the air.
Oh, that's really good.
And
oh
then someone replied, someone replied to that. If you're actually trying to learn how to use any of the above, it takes a decent amount of space. It's why YouTube ninjas look so god-awful as they tend to hurt themselves. It's a lot more common than you think. Go to a park and look. Even in a small city, you'll find a few.
Okay.
That's great.
So interesting. Okay. Yeah.
So sure. pretty good. But apparently it is illegal in Canada to carry any weapon in public, concealed or not. It's up to the courts to decide if what you were carrying is a weapon. It's much easier to argue a knife is not a weapon because it is a tool, as opposed to a sword, which would be very hard to argue is anything but a weapon.
Right. Okay. Good to know.
So there you go. You're up on it. But you know what? If you are in a public park and you have a long sword, go to town.
Sure. Go crazy.
Go to town.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of going to town, let's move on to our block tale.
What did you tweet? You brought receipts. Block tale. Woo. No longer can see the post. It's a block tale. Woo. You probably deserved it. It's a block tale.
All right, Sam, the floor is yours.
Yo, yo. Okay. Well, this was COVID times. Mm-hmm. So 2021, something like that. I was banned from a Facebook group, Woodstock, Ontario. Facebook group.
Okay.
Like for the city of Woodstock.
City of Woodstock. Well, okay. Town of Woodstock.
Town, yes. Yeah, yeah.
What's it called? It's called like Woodstock News and Reviews or something like that. And I don't know if you guys have ever been to Woodstock.
It's a bit of a wild place.
Okay. It's a great Facebook group because everyone is always arguing about the littlest things. You could ask any
Just for reference, for our listeners, sorry to interrupt. It's about an hour outside of Toronto, maybe a little more, population 40,000 Woodstock.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A bit of like a farm town, sort of. Yeah. But my friend's from there and he's like, you gotta join this. It's great. Great entertainment, a lot of funny stuff going on in here. And people will just, you know, they'll just start arguing about anything. And the movie The Wrong Missy had just come out. The David Spade movie, The Wrong Missy on Netflix.
Oh, God. Okay. I don't even know what that is. Can we get a little...
This is of the time, 2020, COVID, you know, we're all getting a little stir crazy.
Sure.
So I posted...
Lauren Lapkus is in this with David Spade. Okay.
The Wrong Missy. What is this about? Disaster strikes when a man invites his dream girl to an island resort, but a previous blind date with the same name shows up instead.
Yes. Comedy ensues.
Oh, yeah. Roman Reigns is in this as tattooed meathead.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Good to know. Okay, anyway, sorry, Sam.
But then it's I don't know, it's rated R or something like that. Anyways, I posted in the group chat saying, hey, I showed my niece and nephew The Wrong Missy, and it was very inappropriate. And it started a huge thing in Woodstock. People were like, well, I found it funny. And if your kids, and it was this whole thing, blah, blah, blah. So I got a warning to be like, hey, man, we're just trying to be, we're just trying to be chill here. And then one day I took it a step further. Again, I'm a different person now. This was like me and my roommate were just like, we were just locked up. And we this is
a safe space, Sam. You do not have to justify yourself.
Good. So I took an, my friend recorded me just for fun, and I took an egg and I smashed it on my head. And then I took a picture of myself and I said, these kids in Woodstock egged me. I was egged by these boys at Woodstock. And then a lot of people were like, this is fake. This isn't real. Where were you? So I like look up where, you know, location, Woodstock. I'm like, I was at this place. And people are like, no, this doesn't, I don't think this is real. And then my friend sent me the video of me cracking the egg on my head. And I posted that in the group chat of me breaking the egg on my own head and then taking a picture. And I was like, wow, this is scary. I don't remember doing this. And I was just like, I need help. And everyone's being like, this guy's sick. There is something wrong with him. And then I got kicked out of the Facebook group. And I can't join it ever again. So that's my,
oh my God. Yeah.
That's really good.
That's really good.
Yeah. So that was one time. And then one other time I was blocked is in the Liberty Village.
Save it for the next time we have you on the show, Sam.
That's one. We just do one. Okay.
We just do one. Save it for next time.
Then we unpack it. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have you back on for sure though.
Yes, exactly. We'll have you back on. We'll take your second block at that time. But that's, that's really good. Like I do like the idea of the immediate kind of reaction being our boys wouldn't do that. We wouldn't egg a stranger. It wouldn't that here.
And they're like, the yolk still looks wet.
You're like, yeah, I took the picture immediately. What do you think?
Yeah, I took it immediately as soon as I was hit.
Yeah.
And then I think posting the video of me doing it to myself, I think that people, people were just so like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I could see people being very, very confused by that.
And concerned.
Yes. I'm trying to look. Let me see if I can. I wonder if the group I can just join and then just see these old. Is it? Oh, it's not Woodstock, just City of Woodstock.
I'm pretty sure it's Woodstock News and Reviews or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see it. Oh, News and Views. Woodstock
News and Views. That's it. That's 100%.
It is private, so I won't be able to see it for a while. That's too bad.
Yeah, but if they will accept you. It is awesome.
That's good. That is great. The guy who is an admin his photo is amazing.
Yeah, and there will be posts being like, "Tried my first shawarma, not bad." And then people being like, "Shawarma, ew."
Okay, I'm posting it in the chat. Dan, we won't bring it up because I don't want to dox this guy, but this is the admin for the Woodstock News and Views group, and I would like Stefan and Sam.
It's not letting me see it, unfortunately.
Son of a bitch.
Because I don't have an account.
Here, I'll pull it up. Hold on.
Okay. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, maybe we don't show it publicly, though. Is there a way to do that?
This is what you'd think the guy would look like.
It's 100% what you would think.
Okay, I'm very excited here. Dan, you're able to show this so no one will see it on the
Yes, that's right.
Okay, thank you.
Here we go.
Oh yeah. Okay. Is that a crucifix? Oh, yeah, it is. It's a crucifix.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. He's wearing a cross necklace. He's got a very bad mustache, ponytail.
That tattoo is insane, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also this kind of boomer Facebook culture where there's a lot of posts being like, I'm done with the bullshit. You know, it's like that kind of attitude. Having the worst day. Don't talk to me. You know what I mean? Like it's just making that status. No one talk to me today, please. Done with bullshit.
It's like when people make statuses about how they're quitting Facebook. I'm quitting Facebook. Yeah. I'm out. It's like if you felt you needed to post that, you're coming back.
100%. Yeah. Like when I left Twitter, I didn't. I mean, I talked about it on here, but I didn't post about it. I just fucking deleted my account.
You leave. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just leave.
Yeah.
If you're serious, you just leave.
Yeah.
I have some cringy moments in my past where I've made an Instagram story being like, I need to take a break from Instagram. Sorry if I don't get back to you.
Yeah.
And I just, and then I let that sit for about 20 minutes. I'm like, the fuck am I doing? This is crazy.
We got a great listener block as well. This one is from Patrick, who was blocked by their local police department.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah.
All right.
So this is good as well. Dan, I will actually need to send you this image as well, so you can display it on the stream here. Let me post in the Discord for you. I think that'll be the easiest way to do it, and I think that will really bring the story together for everybody here. Okay. Let's see. I think no, it's not that one. Hold on. Hold on, guys. It's coming.
Hold on.
Okay.
I won't be editing any of this out.
I know you won't. Okay, here we go, Dan. That's that's the image right there. All right. This is from Patrick. Hello. Short and simple block from me, as in the subject, I got blocked by my local police department. I live in Hackney in London, and the Hackney Metropolitan Police blocked me. A few years ago, they posted on Twitter about how one of their firearms officers was injured when they shot themselves in the foot. For context, this is the UK, where firearms officers are supposedly extremely highly trained, and only these highly trained losers are allowed to use guns. So I replied to this tweet with the attached image and was immediately blocked. So now if I get robbed, I am unable to tweet at my police to ask them to show up 8 hours later and tell me there's nothing they can do. C'est la vie.
Classic and image. I've seen this before. Really funny. Yes,
it says officer down with some old like clip art of like a star with thumbs up and balloons.
Big smiley face.
And, very childlike. Yeah.
Yes. Very childlike. Officer down. And Patrick says, love the show / tolerate the stream. Patrick.
Well, that's about all I can ask for. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you for sending that in, Patrick. If you want to send in a listener block, you can do so at blocked@blockedparty.com. You can also donate to the show at patreon.com/blockparty, where $5 a month gets you access to 3 bonus episodes every single month, including this recent mailbag saga we have been on. We're celebrating the 50th mailbag episode on the show by cleaning out all of the old questions. We had Raquel Belmonte on part one, Demi Lardner on part two, and our good friend DBJ, Dead Blossom Jesse, will be joining us for part three. That'll be coming out this week. You will not want to miss it. It's a wild ride of answering so many fucking questions.
So many questions.
It's a great time. So yeah, head on over to the Patreon. You also get access to our whole back catalog, which is like 200 episodes. We have ad-free episodes, merch discounts, and all that other good stuff. So check it out, patreon.com/blockparty. You can also follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Block Party Pod. If you want to see the video of this episode, it is on YouTube at youtube.com/@blockedparty. And as we reminded you off the top of the show, live shows coming up October 11th and 12th, Biltmore Cabaret with Guys, Not Even a Show, Blocked Party. Tickets are available at bit.ly/top3weekend. Hopefully we'll see you there. And as always, if you like the show, please tell a friend. Okay, Sam, we're here at the end of the show. That means it's time for the top three.
Three, two, one.
Mustard.
Three.
Socks.
Two.
Girlfriends.
Uno.
All right, Sam, what do you have for us?
Top three carbs.
Ooh.
Top three carbs. Mm-hmm. I do love a good carb.
Okay.
Yep.
I love a carb.
Okay.
Yep.
God, this is going to be hard. There's so many good carbs.
Yeah.
And I mean like basic carbs. Like I'm not like not pizza or anything like that.
Right. Yeah. Just your basic starches, carbs, etc.
Yeah.
Okay, all Sam, right. Can you start us off with your number three?
Potatoes.
Yeah.
Classic.
I think.
Classic.
Really good.
Yeah.
No, it's a classic. I mean, you can't go wrong. God, I love
it. You can do a lot with it.
You can. And yep. I feel like it is very white of me, but there just really isn't a way you can make a potato up where I won't like it.
So good. Potatoes are so good. Number three. That means you have two higher than that. That's interesting. Okay.
That is interesting. Yep. Yep.
My number three, beans.
Wow.
Right? Beans have carbs, I think, right?
Sad.
Beans are good.
Sad.
Beans are good. Beans are a staple in chili, in soup. I like a good bean.
I thought you were saying Chile, like the country.
No.
Well, beans are a staple in Chile.
They probably are, yeah.
Chile.
I'll say beans, number three.
Healthy.
Yeah, I mean, healthy. That's kind of why I think I'm a little bit disappointed here. But,
Hey, they make you fart. They make you do good farts. There you go.
They do make you do
good farts. They rip ass.
Yeah. They do rip ass like crazy. It's kind of their whole thing. Now, I've been running through this, and I did think that Sam was a little off with potatoes at three, like you, Stefan, maybe higher. But I actually think I am also going potatoes at three.
Wow.
Okay. Nice.
As I said, love a potato. No way you can make them where they're bad. That's my number three. Sam, you're number two.
For number two, it goes back and forth, but at the moment, I'm going to go with pasta.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going with pasta.
Really good.
Yeah, makes me feel like shit every single time I eat it. But that's how good it is, is that I eat it probably 5 times a week. And I feel terrible after I eat it.
Yep.
What's your go-to? What's your favorite pasta?
Oh, mac and cheese.
Yeah.
No question. Yeah. I could every day of my life.
Yep. Stefan.
Really nice. I'm going to go with potatoes at number two.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, what more needs to be said? I think you guys have described them enough. I love potatoes. They're great. You can do so much good stuff with them. And like you said, they're good in basically any way you prepare them. So potatoes number two.
Do you have a favorite style though? A potato?
Honestly, I think it might just be mashed potatoes. Like nice. I know it's such a basic answer, but they're so good. Scallop potatoes.
Dress them up? Do you do like a sour cream, like a garlic, a butter? Garlic.
I do garlic in the mashed potatoes for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Garlic mashed potatoes are really good.
I love a baked too. I'm a big baked guy.
I'm a huge baked potato.
I'm not as big on baked potatoes, but they're fine. But I wouldn't, they're not my like.
Maybe this
one.
Is like a controversial opinion I have, but I think if you don't like baked potatoes, it's a put on.
Nerd.
I don't even believe you. People are like, I got a baked potato. I don't get it. I'm like, fuck you.
I think
you haven't had a good one.
They're on the lower end of the potato spectrum, I think.
Wrong.
But they're still fine. They're fine.
They're climbing the charts with me.
I just haven't had one in a while.
What about a twice baked?
Twice baked. takes a little longer, but it's a game changer.
Yeah. Twice baked.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And no, Steph, it does not take twice as long. You don't even know what a twice baked potato is, do you?
No, I don't.
I can tell by the look on your face. You're like, do I admit that I don't know what these are, or do I just hope that this...
I mean, it sounds like I should know what they are.
Yes.
The name is pretty straightforward.
So you bake a potato, okay? Mm-hmm. Then you cut the potato in half. You scoop out the potato from the skin.
Okay.
Then you mix in like sour cream, garlic, cheese.
Right.
You almost like do like a mashed potato.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And you put that back inside the potato skin and then you bake it for just another like 5-10 minutes, like melt the cheese on top.
Okay. That does sound very good.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Can't go wrong with a twice baked. Okay. My number two, this is getting me hungry, but it is lunchtime once we're done this. So that'll be nice for me. My number two, I'm going with the classic bread.
Great choice. Great choice. Yeah.
What can you say? Bread, unbelievable. Very similar to potato. Just so many good breads out there. Sourdough, focaccia, rye, baguette. Oh. I mean, talk to me.
Even the hated ciabatta bread has its moments.
Oh, people hate ciabatta? Right.
I think ciabatta, people don't like ciabatta.
Oh, I like ciabatta.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Not a ciabatta fan, but.
No. You're not?
It's fine. Again, it's fine for what it's bread. So it's going to be like generally fine.
If you have a good ciabatta, I do agree. Ciabatta, like bad ciabatta is very low.
That ciabatta sucks. Because it's very like, it's like crunchy and then it's just not, they fuck
it's
it up.
Risky.
Yeah. Good ciabatta is good. I agree. But ciabatta. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, Sam, you're number one.
My number one is going to be bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah. It's my number one.
Yeah.
It's my absolute grilled cheese is my favorite thing ever. Sourdough. I mean, come on. Crusty bread. I even like a Wonder Bread. The cheap stuff.
Wonder Bread's fine. Like, it's not great, but it's not bad.
Not great, but
it's barely bread. And you're
like
still
a PB&J on that? Like, that is just childhood right there.
Yeah.
You put it into a ball, you eat it. It's great.
Yep.
Yeah, totally. Do you do a fancy grilled cheese or are you just like a Kraft single?
Flip flop. Flip-flop. I love a craft single. I'll do that sometimes. But then, you know, sometimes I'll throw a little ham in there, maybe some pesto.
Ooh.
Yeah. We'll slut it up a bit, you know.
Love go for slutting it. Up my grilled dips. Cheese.
Come on. Come on. I can go all day.
Love it. Stefan, you're number one.
Also bread.
Let's go.
Look.
Yes.
What would a sandwich be without our friend bread? Nothing.
I know.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
It's the star a lot of the times, you know?
I'll be eating some bread right after this. I'll be making myself a sandwich.
I am making a sandwich for lunch today as well.
Yeah. You ever have a late night toast? Like just...
I have been doing that recently.
You got the munchies and then you just kind of...
We just got a toaster oven and I have been going crazy on toast at night. Night toast is so nice.
Oh, good. It hits better at night. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. And even like I'll do peanut butter toast, but like butter on toast is like undefeated. It's so good.
Can't beat it.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. John?
Look, I have to, it's not good. I'll say that. But my number one is sugar. I'm just,
you are a sweets boy.
I'm a big sweets guy.
Yeah.
So many things in life are improved with the addition of sugar. And it's sort of one of your quote unquote classic carbohydrates.
Yep.
I didn't know. I did not know this.
Oh yeah. If you look, it's basically like whatever the grams of sugar is in something, that's also the grams of carbs that are in it.
Okay.
It's not good, Sam. It's a bad time. It's a bad time, but I am people see me and they probably think, oh, look at the beer gut on that guy. Nope. Mm-hmm. That's an ice cream gut. I've never drank in my life. It's just ice cream. It is it's various baked goods. It's just not good, but
right.
I can't get away. I love sugar.
You are right. Sugar is king.
It's king.
It is king. You're right. Yeah. So that would be, okay.
I didn't even think about sugar as being on there.
Well, you guys, I think you guys were all dialed in on starch.
You were dialed in on starches.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking the game here, boys. But I mean, it's not like any of our answers were bad. It's not like we were disagreeing with anything anybody said here. Great, all great carbs.
Yeah.
So great top three. Definitely very hungry now, Sam. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Sam.
And thank you for doing the show. So great to have you. It was a blast. And before we go, anything you'd like to plug? You got a new special out. Tell us about that.
Yes, I have a stand-up special that I wrote, performed, and produced. I did it all myself, put it on YouTube for free. It's got 20,000 views in about 12 days or so, which is pretty good because I don't really have a following.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And a lot of strangers are coming out and saying good job, and I'm proud of it. You know, it's a really good stand-up set that I did, and we captured it, put it out there. And please check it out. It's called LMNOP on YouTube. And I also have a podcast called Battle of the Bands with Kyle and Sam. It's with my buddy Kyle Patton. And we each week show each other a band that we really like. And we have different tastes in music. So then, you know, the comedy goes crazy after that.
That's a very, very fun show. And your special's great. And people should check it out. And where can people find you? Just like on Instagram?
Instagram has all my shows and stuff. Sam Burns, and I post clips and stand up and all that crap on there. So
great. Follow Sam, watch his special, listen to his podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at Block Party Pod, on YouTube at Block Party. Again, you can donate to the show, patreon.com/blockparty, and we'll see you back here next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.